bitch.
Blog Talk Radio.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. In the street, singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
Resistance Radio. My name is Joseph Bernard with Mr. Virgil Spragus and Mr. Russell Hood, who is back up here with us tonight after going to deals with his back and everything. They'd like to also run up there on the Northern Command, which is listed in. And also,
you're breaking up, Joe.
Of our listeners. So, anyway, Russell, welcome back to the show. And everything.
You're breaking
Joseph,
up. Real
you're
bad,
breaking up.
Okay. My now. How's that?
Yes. You sound better now.
Well, anyway, so welcome. Go ahead.
Oh, I said it's been a surprising day and stuff like that with Nikki Haley resigning from her post there
mm-hmm.
and stuff. I thought she did an excellent job for the U.S. As an ambassador to the U.N. I mean, she was outspoken, stood up for America every day and basically called U.N. out on their bullshit every day. I know her popularity throughout the country is kind of divided on that, because she did pull the Confederate flags out of the state house there in South Carolina, where she was governor after all that Charleston brouhaha and stuff like that, which alienated a lot of people. But on the international scene, she did a really great job for us, and I kind of hate to see her go from there. And
it was actually a total shock to everybody around the world, even her staff, you know, and everything. And we do wish her well. You know, she, like you said, she did an awesome job, and it's going to be hard to replace her and everything. So, you know, But also, too, I heard on the news, I was watching the national news today, and Google is actually shutting down for good. They are going out of business and everything, so no explanation as to why. And I'm kind of figuring maybe Congress is shutting them down because they've been caught doing so much stuff. And also, they were hacked into and didn't bother to tell nobody.
Well, you know, I heard that today, too, and I just kind of blew it off. I really didn't do any research in it because I just kind of found it a hard pill to swallow because that has been a money-making phenomenon for the stockholders and stuff. But that is actually they are shutting down.
They're shutting down, and I think a lot of it, too, and I was talking to Virgil about it earlier, and I think a lot of it, too, is because, you know, Google was going in deep state, trying to block all the conservatives, blocking everything trying to block everything that we're trying to country, blocking the president, this and that. I think that has a lot to do. But on the downside, the upside of this, too, once Google shut down, you're going to see Facebook fall right behind it because they're tied in together.
Yeah, you're breaking up again there pretty bad, Joseph. But, I hear that. Well, Google was definitely a biased operation and stuff like that. I mean, you could Google something on the conservative side or whatever like that, and the thing that would pop up would be all kinds of Nazi references and all this kind of stuff. I mean, it had gotten to the point of being ridiculous what they were doing to conservative voices.
And I agree. And it's like my friend Ron was just saying now that's listening, you know, Google's also liberal bias as well. And you can't really get any
on
them, you know, and everything. So, you know. But also, you know, I'm hearing, too, since Taylor Swift made her announcement, the political game and all that, I'm hearing Tennessee, I can't remember the lady that's running for governor up there against a Democrat, but she's ahead by 8 points. So keep your fingers crossed.
I think she's running for a Senate seat, Washburn or something like that.
Yeah,
Senate.
She's running
for Senate.
Yep,
yeah,
something
she's
like
for
that.
Senate. And I heard she really unloaded on her and stuff because she's back from Democrat. But I think she'll learn the same lesson that the Dixie Chicks did because I think she probably just dumped on about half or better of her fan base there. So it'll cost them.
I was watching a lot of websites today, now, and it seems like since Swift made that announcement, a lot of people are mad. Are you giving this advice on how to vote for? You know, it's a lot of younger people are actually registering as conservatives and Republicans, from what I heard. So that jumped up.
They're calling it the Kavanaugh effect and stuff like that. And I think, we've discussed it some here on the show, what have you like that and stuff. But the Democrats just really laid it out there for the whole country to see that how unscrupulous they are, and that truth, rights, nothing means anything to them except destroying whoever gets in their way for their for them seeking the power that they so badly want. I mean, you've got Hillary running her cock holster again. I mean, these people are go ahead, Joseph.
You know?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, and I think, of course, I don't think we're getting the truth of the news or anything like that, but I think it's going to make a big difference. I mean, now, I don't have a whole lot of followers. I don't know, I think 600 plus, something like that. It's not a lot, and it's a pretty good cross-section of people, and they're talking about... Go ahead, Joseph.
I was going to say, I was reading from the Boston Globe, and, you know, the media, I have to agree with some of the things they were saying. The media is kind of switching back a little bit to normal, kind of normal reporting, but, you know, but since the cabinet, a lot of people are actually waking up, like you were saying earlier, and everything, and they were even saying, you know, the Democrats damaged themselves totally, you know. So you're gonna see a huge takeover.
Well, you know, I'm hoping that's what we're gonna see and stuff like that. I'm telling you, they said, well, people were offended and stuff like that, but most of the women I've talked to, they didn't believe Ford's story at all, because the few that I talked to and stuff like that, just, you don't forget those kind of details when something like that happens to you. It's into your memory. I mean, where it happened, when it happened, the details, even what the guy smelled like, you know, you don't forget those
kind of things. Russell, that was one question. That was one question that was not asked. Now, number one, having this woman attorney asking the questions of the conservative members of the committee, all right, they should have never went for that. You know, if the Democratic members can ask their own questions, all right, we're gonna. I would have never gone for that. And a question, I would have put a few questions to her. Then I would have asked her these questions. Okay, you know it was Brett Kavanaugh because you saw his face. He had his hand over your mouth. One hand was pinning your arm down. One arm was pinning your hand down. And you looked him in the face. He was that close, you could recognize everything in his face. Of course, you would have answered yes. Next question, what color are Brett Kavanaugh's eyes?
Yep.
Right.
And yep, that would have hooked exactly. her. That would have sunk her right there. I guarantee you.
Well, if you notice, on that train of thought, though, Virgil, would you notice with the guy that was running for Senate who had all these people came out of the woodworks at the last minute, all these sexual...
Yeah,
assault,
Roy Moore. Roy Moore in Alabama.
Roy Moore. The minute that he had to pull out or whatever they done their day, you notice. Never heard another word from those women. They disappeared. Well, now you have just recently had Ford came out and said, "Well, no, we don't want to pursue this any further. We don't want any investigation or anything like that, because they're going to jail for perjury." I guarantee you, if Grassley and his bunch ordered an investigation, which is everybody's crying, there should be one. Feinstein.
Actually, he did.
That was Democratic National Committee lawyers that were coaching her and got her to press those and stuff. I mean, this whole thing stinks right up to Schumer and all this.
Well, the thing is, they found out now. We found out now how the letter got released to the press. Feinstein, which is a senator, gave a copy of the letter to a California state representative, which is a congresswoman, and she released the letter. You see?
Which was
all planned so Feinstein can say, oh, well, I've got plausible deniability. I just shared it with a fellow representative of California. I don't know what she's going to do with it, which is a bunch of bullshit.
Well,
one of the things I wanted to bring out that Russell brought up is Grassley did call for an investigation into the Democratic committee and everything, and is asking for all of Ford's records. not only is he asking for Ford's records and stuff, but he's also going after Booker, after Feinstein, and going after the attorneys. The guy that...
Oh, and Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz's adversary opponent is being investigated for campaign finance violations.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well,
already.
I mean, and you know what? And people, our listeners out there and stuff like that, you don't have to do a whole lot of digging to figure this stuff out. What you do is you go right online, or you go to your local bookstore, whatever there that you want. You can get it right there online. And you get you a copy of Saul Alinsky's Rule for Radicals. And what the Democrat Party is doing is just right there, step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It is following.
See, I was talking today. Mm-hmm. I was talking today with a woman. She's from Texas. Her name is Sherry, and she's in a walkaway movement. Okay, and they're gonna vote Republican. Her and her husband, and her friends. Some of them lifelong friends. Are telling her now when she's also got stage 4 cancer, she found out. They're telling her, well, anybody who votes Republican or supports Trump needs to die a painful, horrible death. Now, you know, you got to be one cold-hearted, no-count, low-life son of a bitch to tell somebody that you've known for years that you called your friend. You got to be a low-life son of a bitch to tell them something like that just because they have a difference of opinion with you, just because they woke up and learned to think for themselves. They're not letting other people think for them. They're thinking for themselves. And that's why I tell these people, I communicate with them all the time. I tell them, I say, you're heroes. Guys, you are heroes. You know, you're putting up with all of this bullshit, all of this shit from these other people. But you're standing your ground. You're waking up. You woke up, you smelled the coffee, and you said, no, we don't want no part of threatening children. We don't want any part of threatening assassinations of judicial body. We don't want any part of threatening assassination of a president. Mm-hmm. We're not about that. We're not about that. You know, and these people are just, they're saying, the hell with y'all. Don't involve us in this shit. We'll go to the other side. They're not pulling all this bullshit.
Exactly.
And that's basically why they're telling me they're walking away. They're walking away because of all of this stuff that's being pulled.
Mm-hmm.
And they know it's lies. They're not. They don't want to be part of a lie. They don't want to be part of a sick fairy tale. You know, they're looking at what Trump's doing. And they're looking at what their former Democratic Party is not doing.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you do this with 8 years? Why is it just taking him less than 2 years to do all this? But y'all had 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, Virgil. And what it is, they have gotten, and the point is, the hypocrisy of the Democratic Party has gotten so blatant, they don't even try to hide it anymore. Here they go going after Kavanaugh like they did Roy Moore, all these bullshit accusations, unsubstantiated, cannot be corroborated in any way and stuff. But yet you have a guy like Keith Ellison, which you've got two different police reports of two different women. You've got pictures. You've got the whole nine yards, and the DNC lawyers go in and do an investigation and say it cannot be corroborated. You know?
The thing is, it went on long before Keith Ellison. It went on long before. It went on with Bill Clinton. It went on with Bill Clinton. You know,
what I'm saying
where's the justice for those women?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It has gotten so blatantly obvious that they don't even. The facts are out there. 1, 2, 3. Looking, everybody, the whole nation sees it, and they're still not outraged about it. They're not going to do anything about it because he's a Democrat. I mean, the hypocrisy is so blatant. The double standard is so blatant that you'd have to be a fool not to see it. And that's what these people are waking up to see it and going, oh, my God, what is wrong with these people?
Something what Bill said about not so long ago, and it shows that give it time. These Democrats are going to hang themselves, and we're seeing it. They're hanging themselves and
they're
destroying themselves
every day. Every day.
Yep.
Every day.
They're seeing it.
It's anybody who has raised a teenage daughter, especially the mothers out there. If you're listening, I wish y'all would call in and confirm this. Okay, even the mothers, especially the mothers with teenage daughters, if something like this happens, if something this serious happens to a daughter, the mother knows within seconds that something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Something is wrong
that
it involved a teenage boy. There is no way to hide it. I don't care if she would have came in the house wearing a burqa. Mom is going to pick up that there's something wrong, and she's going to pressure her. Tell me what's wrong. And eventually the daughter's going to break. Now, if the daughter would have broke, if this would have happened and the daughter would have broke, chances are the cops would have been called in. There would have been a police report. There would have been cops going over to the house, questioning the kids. Did this happen? Did that happen? Where were you at? This, and all of this would be documented in public record, just like the law states it's got to be. And there would be some type of physical proof. I mean, I don't care. I mean, I've been sloppy ass falling down drunk, couldn't grab my ass with both hands at times, but I can tell you who drove me home.
Yeah.
I can tell you how I got home.
And here's the other thing
that
gets me. You know, the other thing that gets me is Ramirez with her story. She was saying she was gang raped at parties, but she kept going to these parties and getting gang raped. Come on. If you got gang raped even one time, why in the hell are you going to go back and ask for more?
Well, that's not gang rape. That's not gang rape. That's what you call potluck sex.
You want to talk about somebody that ought to be investigated and jailed immediately. Those statements that she gave under oath are so obviously false that she should, they should both be in jail, her and the creepy porn lawyer. And why they don't go after these people, I don't know. I think maybe they're starting to. I think you may start to see this with this Kavanaugh deal. I think they're going after Ford.
After this, I think the state and federal bar associations are going to tighten up a little bit on these ethics codes.
Yeah,
because I'm
going to
tell you what.
Aventi himself.
I'll tell you this much. People laugh and they say, you know, Louisiana ain't nothing but a bunch of drunk, dumb coon asses and all of this kind of shit here. Well, guess what? Bringing up lawyers, we just had a lawyer. They yanked his license for propositioning clients for sex. He is no longer a lawyer in the state of Louisiana. This made headline news. He was pressuring women that were coming in there wanting him to handle divorce cases and child custody cases and all of this. And he was going to cut his fee for sexual favors. And one woman got him on a little mini camera that she's got. Those things are wonderful. Got him on camera telling her that, well, we're not going to have sex. I just want you to take your clothes off, and I just want to touch you, and you touch me, and blah, 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 and all of this. He lost his life. He can no longer practice law anymore. And this just happened last week.
Wow.
That's how fast the attorney, Louisiana Attorney's Disciplinary Board will pull a lawyer's license.
Well, here's what I know about the creepy porn attorney that we call him, is that he has been under investigation and a federal judge has shut his law down, but also froze all of his assets and everything because he owes millions of dollars. The other thing is that they are looking into disbarring him because he did open another firm to get money from these frozen assets and transfer them in there. He got caught. That's why you haven't heard much out of him lately. So,
yeah, I heard they seized his bank account and stuff due to judgments of previous lawsuits and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you know, this has been going on for way too long. I think they're really going to start to wake up and start calling some people on this stuff because, I mean, this has got to be absurd. And, of course, it's right out of, as I said earlier, Saul Alinsky's Rule for Radicals, which the Democratic Party uses
exactly.
as a Bible when it comes to doing this stuff.
Plus, you have to consider this, Russell. You have to consider this. 90% of most liable cases, and I'm going to bring up a liable case, Jerry Falwell versus the who was this guy with Hustler magazine that owned Hustler magazine? Larry Flint.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. They fought this libel case all the way up to the Supreme Court. Okay. Because of a cartoon that was in Hustler magazine that defamed Jerry Falwell. Okay. He won the first case. Then it went back to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court overturned it, okay, saying it was freedom of speech. You're going to see, since Brett Kavanaugh is now justice, you're going to see a lot of suits that's going to get won against CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times, the Washington Post. They're going this absence of malice shit, they're not going to be able to play that anymore. They're going to be charged liable.
Wait. Just wait until they replace Ginsburg and they get that other Supreme Court pick in there. You're going to see
Kagan was already crying in a interview. She did stuff like that because Kennedy was squishy, all right? You never knew how that guy was going to go. He swung both ways, all right? So he was called a swing vote. You never knew which way he was going to go. But now, with the installation of Kavanaugh on there, that is five solid constitutionalists. And that is why the Democrat Party right now is losing their fucking minds, because there is no longer swing vote. It is solidly a constitutional Supreme Court, which it has always been, and they're no longer going to be able to do any legislation through the bench, through the courts anymore, which is their whole thing. That's why they threw such a fit when they didn't get their pick, Obama's pick, that Garland guy and stuff. I mean, he was left-wing too. Now, if he would have got on there, we would have lost the card. And I'm no fan of Mitch McConnell. by anybody's imagination. But let me tell you something. Mitch McConnell did this country a huge, huge favor. He stood up. He goes, no, it's an election year. We're not going to give this guy a vote up or down. Which it had some precedent to it, okay? Mm-hmm. But we're not going to do it. And that Garland guy didn't go up. We're going to wait till after the election. And then I tell you what, pushing this Kavanaugh thing through, I mean, now, y'all know as well as I do that 9 times out of 10, well, let's just say in the history of the Republican Party, any time any kind of accusations like that started getting thrown around, the Senate, the Republican Party folded up like cheap lawn chairs.
Because
they wanted to be loved by the press. Well, let me tell you, I think they finally figured out the press is never going to love them, and they better stand up. And I tell you what, this country, whether you like it or not, like I said, mm-hmm. I'm no fan of Mitch McConnell by anybody's imagination. But that man right there did this country a huge service, and he needs to be thanked for it. Because I tell mm-hmm. you what, if he had not had the balls to stand up against the Democrats when they were still in power and say, no, we're not going to do this, we're not going to bring him up for a vote, he caught hell for a year mm-hmm. there leading up to the election.
Oh, yes.
And then
after
the election with mm-hmm. the nomination of Kavanaugh to fill the seat, the reason the Democrats thought it was this is going to make it a solidly constitutional court.
When he stood in that elevator, Russell, and he told that bitch to grow up, and she had a total meltdown, I tell you, I was rolling. I was rolling tears in my eyes.
I was too. I was laughing my ass off, you know, on that one.
You don't talk to a woman like that.
This country owes Mitch McConnell and Chuck Grassley a big vote of thanks.
Right, and the reason Mitch and McConnell are kind of getting balls back and everything is because McCain is gone now, dead. He's not in power. You know, they got that power now to where they can go for themselves, and that's why they're getting their balls back.
Well, you see, it's not about, you don't have the songbird of Hanoi saying, if you don't mm-hmm. do what I want you to do, I'll go tell my daddy Soros.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go tell my daddy George, and he'll beat you up. You know?
Yeah.
You see, it's all coming to a head.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, this country owes Mitch McConnell, like him or not, a big debt of gratitude, man. It's hats off to Mitch McConnell.
Yep,
well, not only that, but the one in the committee that chewed Dianne Feinstein's ass and then handed it back to her.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was Grassley did it, and so did Whiffy won. Gramnesty. Senator Graham. He finally found his balls, too. I tell you what, man, that was an amazing thing to watch.
Once again, we have a major infraction of several United States penal codes, federal penal codes,
mm-hmm.
that are clear. They're on video. The evidence shows it. Where in the fuck is Jeff Sessions?
Right?
MIA.
Where is he? They've both been quiet. They both disappeared.
Yeah. And what... Man, that brings up a deal there, too, man. There's no way that Rosenstein is not involved in all this. And all of a sudden, he's like him and Trump are buddy buddies. I'm not tracking on that at all. I must have missed something in there somewhere.
You got to trust Trump's plans. He's pulling something, but we got, you know, he's gonna pull something. Watch.
But well, yeah. You know, this Nikki Haley resignation, right after the right after the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh, it's got me kind of wondering, you know, where Nikki Haley really stood. You know, as far as governor of North Carolina, you know, she knuckled down under pressure. She knuckled to South Carolina. She knuckled down under pressure, you know, after that lunatic went in that church and shot them people, and they showed a picture of him showing that little five and dime Confederate flag, and she knuckled down under the pressure of Black Lives Matter and the NAACP and all of this, and I never did trust her. I just never did. And I think she's going to do an about face and try to stab Trump in the back. I think she's going to try to stab President Trump in the back. I mean, it's happened before. It's happened before with other people. I mean, you know, look at all the rest of them. Look at all the rest of them that resigned and got fired.
Well, let me tell you.
But she resigned on her own.
Yes, I mean, you know? I mean, that was one of the best and friendliest departures there's ever been. And you cannot deny that Nikki Haley did a outstanding job at the UN for it. But here's my take on that. She was South Carolina governor. She didn't have any international, diplomacy experience or anything like that. I mean, she was a Rubio supporter during the election. But anyway, her and Trump came to understanding. There's no denying she went over there and she lifted up Trump's agenda and she carried it like a friggin' champ. But what I'm looking at is I would not be surprised if she didn't turn up in 2020 to run against Trump.
That's what I'm trying to say. I think she's the establishment got to her. The establishment got to her some kind of way.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, she's always been part of the establishment to an extent. She kind of got swayed there by the media and all that kind of stuff, like you were talking about earlier, Virgil, with that whole South Carolina thing. I think she kind of bent to public pressure. I don't think she stuck to her guns, or maybe she just had some bad advisors. I don't know. But Trump and her worked out their differences. You cannot say the woman has not done an outstanding job representing Trump and the U.S.
Well, she earned. She earned what I call a wasted paycheck, because anything to do with the U.N., anytime you got to spend money on the U.N., whether it's bailing them out or paying an ambassador to represent the United States to the UN, that's what I call a wasted paycheck, because I'm all for kicking them some bitches, every goddamn one of them, out of the United States, tell them to go to Sweden and legislate, leave us the fuck alone.
Well here's what's got
I agree. Me. I agree with you wholeheartedly right there, but you got to remember, she didn't go there and she didn't get along with the UN. She went there and she kept the finger stuck up the ass of the UN for 2 years. Mm-hmm. She was a nightmare for those guys. She called them out on everything. She saw to the big budget cut that happened to them. She called them out on human rights. She called them out on being anti-United States. She was truly a thorn in the side of the UN.
Well, here's another.
Now, here's another. Who knows? Who knows? He this all could be a ruse in order to push her as a special prosecutor to go after Feinstein and the rest of these bitches that made up this fucking lie on Kavanaugh.
Well,
you know,
you
don't know. You don't know what Trump. You don't know what Trump is going to do. You know, he's an enigma.
Well, now today she said that she fully planned on helping Trump in his campaign in 2020. Now, track with me a second on this. It's kind of an outside thing, but it does make sense because, like I said, her and Trump are tight. They've got a very good working relationship. I think she did a 180. I think she did a 180 on where she was before that. And call me crazy if you want to, but I think that after the election, that fucking Sessions is gone and Rosenstein's gone, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he named her, brought her in, and named her as Attorney General.
Here's this, Russell. Okay, me and Joseph talked about this last night. Okay, if it wouldn't have been Brett Kavanaugh, it would have been that woman. It would have been the woman that is 10 times as worse as Kavanaugh. Okay, well, Joseph and I were wondering what kind of bogus bullshit railroad scam they would have tried to pull on her to derail her nomination to the Supreme Court. What would they have come up with?
Oh, they would have been out there. What they would have been out there on one is she is a dedicated Catholic. All right, she is as pro-life as they come. I mean, she has publicly announced that she would like to see Planned Parenthood.
Yes, but
that
doesn't destroy your reputation. I wonder what they would have come up with to try to destroy her reputation and punish her family like they did Brett Kavanaugh. I wonder what they would have come up with. What could they have come up with?
I'm sure we'll find out. All right. And you know what? And two, something somebody else is not looking at. I think that if Trump gets another pick that on the Supreme Court, it would, but she would be a great, great replacement.
That's going to be his next choice. I mean, we're hearing already that she's going
to
be his next
choice. I'm waiting to see some picture of some nerdy guy with Coke bottle glasses with tape in the middle of them, a pocket full of pencils and pens and a pocket protector saying that this woman committed acts of sexual misconduct on him. I'm waiting for that.
Or some kind of new Playboy photo or something, you know.
Or some doctored porn videos showing her and Stormy Daniels in a fluff porn, you know, or some kind of shit like that.
Have you noticed Stormy Daniels is totally out of the media? I mean, they haven't mentioned her or Hogg at all, you know. But what I wanted to say earlier, guys, is that my thought on the UN thing is that what if by the end of the year, because she's not gone yet, she said she's going to resign at the end of the year, what if Trump is going to pull this out of the UN at that time?
It wouldn't hurt my feelings one bit.
I mean, that's one of the things I'm thinking. Because he's been talking about threats that he's going to pull us out of the UN. And I'm wondering if maybe at the end of the year, if that's what's going to happen.
Well, let me throw this at you guys. Nobody's really said much about this. But I think the Republican Party as a whole learned something through this thing, that if they stand together, they can defeat the Democrats. I don't think they're any longer afraid of them or the media. I think they finally figured out it doesn't matter what they do. The media is going to hate on them. And they stood together.
Exactly.
And they defeated
the
Democrats on this. And I'm wondering if that's going to make a difference going down the road. I wonder if they've learned anything from this. I wonder if they're sitting there going, sitting on their high dollar scotch.
Well, Russell, what I think it is, it's kind of like an act of nature. You know, their bodies are becoming immune now from the flesh-eating bacteria known as political correctness. People are sick and tired of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're sick and tired of it.
Yep. And you notice, did you get the link I sent you, Virgil and Russell, on the walkway movement with the young men? There's a young man that I was reading, and he's part of the walkway, but he's getting other men to join the walkway movement. Yes.
Joseph, throw that damn mic away and get another one for Thursday night show.
This is another one, guy. To get another one.
What?
Well, anyway, the walkway movement is going at a rapid pace because a young man that I was reading on today has joined the walkway movement and is heading the men's leagues and stuff and on this. And I don't know what you guys thought on that. Did you read that link I sent you or?
Yes, I did. I talked to this person. I talked to this person quite often. And you would not believe his YouTube account has been canceled, blocked. Twitter has blocked him too. And Facebook has just about erased him from the site. And he's on an alternate account, but I talked to him, and you know, he gets death threats, he gets threats and everything else. Wow, we get, they're giving me threats on all of this, you know, whoop-de-doo, you know, don't threat show me, you know.
We should invite him on the show and give him an opportunity to, you know.
Oh, yes. I invite them all. I invite them all the time. I put them there every time. Call in Resistance Radio. Please call in. Tell us why you do it.
Right, and I enjoy reading these articles like that because that inspires me and stuff. And it's like yesterday, Russell missed the show yesterday, but it's like I was telling you yesterday, I talked to a young lady from here and everything on a website, KOAT, and she wanted information because she was trying to make her decision to walk away. And after I gave her the information, then she researched and everything, came back an hour later and told me, said, thank you very much. You helped me make my decision. And she said,
if you look at the numbers, go to the Walk Away Movement, look at the number, look how many people are on there. I guarantee you next week there are going to be 30 more. It's increasing every day, every week, every month.
Yep.
I mean, people are just tired of this. They're just fed up with the mudslinging, the dirty tactics, the underhanded, being lied to. You know, I mean.
And it's like we were saying.
I mean, it's one thing for somebody else to catch you in a lie. But you got to be one dumb son of a bitch to go out of your way to expose yourself as a liar on purpose. you got to be the dumbest motherfucker in the world.
Right. You know, Ford did that already. She proved how stupid she was. And, you know, but I wouldn't be surprised if she ends up in prison after all this, you know, because she is under investigation right as we speak and everything. So, you know,
I can tell you this. Well, if they investigating her, you can see she's a flake. You can see she will break down. She will break down like a single barrel shotgun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
oh yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if she ended up suiciding. If an investigative, serious investigation starts, she's already been to a therapist. They've already set it up. She's a flake. So Brett, the trauma of Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulting me and blah, blah, blah. I can't take it no more. Pop, pop, two shots to the head, and they're going to call it a suicide.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And as we discussed before and stuff like that, these people are starting to turn on them and stuff like that. You've got McCabe and Lisa Page. They're singing like songbirds right now.
Yeah,
because they know their asses are cooked. They've lied to the FBI. That's jail time. And what I find most interesting, that's not really getting any coverage at all and stuff, is this Jackson Costco. This kid, unpaid intern, who was working for Sheila Jackson Lee, but he worked for Feinstein, Boxer,
right.
An IT guy. Well, he's the one who got busted doxing all the senators on the judicial committee, publishing their home addresses, phone and stuff. Well, he went before the judge today. Pleaded not guilty, and guess what? He was not given any bail, as they said that he was a flight risk. So they're keeping this little millennial snowflake in jail, and he's gonna sit there, and he's not gonna have. And I tell you what, I think this kid is going to crack and he is going to roll on all of it. I think what we have now is a little tiny, tiny, tiny snowball, but it's way up on the tip of the mountain. And once that thing starts rolling downhill, it's going to pick up everything in its
path. Oh, yeah.
Well Russell. You remember the movie? It's one of my favorite movies. You remember the movie Heat with Al Pacino?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
remember the scene where he meets up with this drug head, and he says his cousin's going to meet him at the club at 2 o'clock in the morning and give him some information. And at first, Al Pacino, you saw an ex-con that you were with in prison on the street. What you want, a junior G-man badge for that? You know? And he got it ready to walk up and walk out the club. And the guy said, man, this guy Slick ain't no joke. Well, during the robbery, a witness heard one of the guys say the name Slick. And that's where he got the one of the robbers' names from. Just that little piece. Just that little piece. And it happens. It happens all the time in investigations. I mean, just one little piece. And then somebody flips, and it just falls all together. The pieces just come all together.
Yep, yep. That's what we're kind of seeing now. We're kind of seeing all these jumbled puzzles from years and years of corruption and exposure, but it's finally coming to pieces together, you know, and everything. And, you know,
I mean, what was it? What was it that broke Watergate? What was it that broke Watergate? A fucking janitor.
Yeah.
A fucking janitor at the Watergate Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Just a nobody that was never heard of before. You know, got called to check, you know, that some flashlights were, somebody was in a room or something, there was a robbery going on or something or whatever, and he was a maintenance man or a janitor or something, and he opened up the door, bam, oh, you know, all these plumbers are in there from Nixon's administration, you know, raiding the Democratic National Office. That is the thing that got the Republicans such a bad reputation. That right there. They've never been able to live that one down. So, but it's just those little things. It's just those little things that you know,
but
some people can't see the forest for the trees. But it's the little things that matter. It's the little things.
Here's the little thing that I see, and correct me if I'm wrong, but all this is going to lead right to Obama, Clinton, Lynch. Right up to them. I bet you $500 bucks.
I want to see what's on Wiener's computer. That's what I want to see.
Yeah,
I want to know what is on that computer.
Oh, speaking of
what
that, one of the things that I wanted to
what they call their insurance policy.
Yeah,
right.
I want to see the insurance policy.
Well, there's one thing, I'm glad you brought that up, because there's one thing that really didn't get covered today, and I'm going to bring that out there. It's off to the Michigan police out there, because they rescued 120 kids from sex trafficking.
Yeah, I think, it was 85. It was 85.
Mm-hmm.
It was 85 that were being child sex trafficking ring.
Mm-hmm. And hats off to them, because there's a huge investigation. Police officers were arrested. The medical figures will probably be arrested from what I'm guessing and stuff. But there's a lot of arrests being made right now.
I will bet you that they will blame that whole thing, that whole organization, that whole thing, that whole movement on the AR-15 rifle. I bet you they're going to do it.
Yeah. Well, let me tell
you,
while we're on it, but people don't realize, and they're not even tracking on this part of this Ford accusation and this war against Kavanaugh and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's tied directly to the deep state also. Ford's father was a well-known and highly respected CIA operative. He ran three different CIA front companies, all right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy is as thick as a thief with this, and this is the tentacles of the deep state still operating.
And isn't her brother or cousin or something with Fusion 500 connected with Fusion 500?
Yep, he sure is, man. I mean, this just goes. And how did Feinstein suggest DNC lawyers to Ford and stuff? I mean, this stuff is just so obviously corrupt that, I mean, you can't write fiction that reads like this. I mean, this stuff
goes on
and on,
right,
and never ends.
And to show how deep it's got, Russell, a man that I had the most utmost respect for, now I wouldn't piss down his throat if his tonsils was on fire, Colin Powell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
He has just turned into a no good leftist worshiping piece of shit.
Yep.
I mean, I had high respect for this man.
I was disappointed too, because I was actually all for Colin Powell. They switched on us. I was like, what the hell? You know, and everything is switch, you know, and everything.
Speaking of...
I would understand his contempt for the Bush administration, and especially for fucking Dick Cheney. Because Dick Cheney, that sort of son of a bitch used to belittle Colin Powell like he was a redhead stepchild, bastard stepchild at a family reunion. You know, and they literally threw this man under the bus in front of the United Nations and the entire world. They put this all off on him about those weapons of mass destruction that were never found.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they threw him under the bus. they threw him under the bus. I can understand his hate contempt for George Bush, for George Bush and Dick Cheney, and that entire fiasco known as the Iraqi War. But the thing is, you know, you don't turn cold like that. You don't turn cold like that. You know, President Trump. If you were still in the military, if he was still over the military, Trump would back him 100%, and he knows that.
Mm-hmm.
He had it's just disgusting the way he is putting down President Trump right now.
Yep.
Well, you know,
pretty much.
It's
like,
it's funny you brought that up. That brought something just to mind, just a question. It's not exactly on top of it, but somebody who has spoke out against this kind of stuff for years and years, who was always on the front line of exposing this kind of stuff and calling it out, has been missing in action. Whatever happened to Colonel West, Alan West? Where has he been?
I don't know. I think he's I was asking myself that same question the other day. You know, where is Alan West with all of this? I think he's laying low till after the midterms. I think he's laying low till after the midterms, and then he's gonna come out and say, "Booga booga booga, we got you."
Really quiet,
because, you know, he was always, for years, he was on the front line exposing this, calling it out constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kind of like disappeared off the face of the earth.
I haven't heard anything. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe Trump's holding him in reserve for something. You know, like I said, you know, President Trump, he's a character. He's an enigma. You don't know what he's going to do from one minute to the next. He's unpredictable.
All I can say is watch out for those mass arrests, because they're coming. They're coming pretty soon.
You know, and I mean, when you talk Alan West, you know, you're not only talking some gets paid to get up behind a podium and give a lecture on this, that, and the other. You're talking about a very intelligent person. You're talking about a person who is very, very, very intelligent, and that's another question that I've always asked myself. If Alan West would be in a position, if Alan West would be president right now, what would they use against him?
Right.
What would they use against him? You know, I mean, you're talking about. I've heard this man speak. I've watched his speeches. I watched over 100 of his speeches and lectures and everything else. And you got these smart-ass, wet-behind-the-ear college kids that show up at these lectures, and they want to try and call him out on the radical Islam. You know, why do you have a problem with Muslims? Why do you have this? Why do you have that? And, boy, he will pull stuff out that these scholars and professors, they got to go running to get books and look this up. I mean, and he does off the top of his head. And he is 100% accurate on this. He missed his true calling. I mean, I think he could have been the best football handicapper in the world. You know, because he does his research. He does his research. I admire that man. And
I hate
respect him 1,000%.
I have to do this, guys, but we do need to go on a fast break right now. And there it says, we'll be back.
Okay, well, guys, I'm going to let you and Russell have it. I've got to shut it down, and I got to get me some rest because I got to pull out at 2:00 in the morning.
All right, well, you be careful. I was going to say, guys, we can go ahead and close the show a little bit early since it is a little bit quiet tonight and everything, and come back on Thursday night and be real strong and everything. So if you guys want to, we can do that. And I do want to thank our listeners. Enjoyed all your comments and everything that I was looking at but anyhow, let's come back Thursday night. and we'll come back at the same time and everything. And I'm actually gonna like this time schedule a little bit better.
And Russell, if your back don't get no better, let me know. I'll go to the rent-all place and I'll get one of them whack-a-packers and you can lay on your stomach and I'll run that whack-a-packer up and down your back. I'm pretty sure that'll cure everything up.
Or we can hire one of those little midget strippers and have them give him a back massage.
I think him and Hurricane Ann got tangled up practicing hand to hand combat, you know, and something happened there.
Right. So anyway, we'll go ahead and close the show and everything and stuff. So did you join us back Thursday night and everything? And you know, we're pretty much close to the elections. We're about 28 days away, something like that. And early voting has started here in New Mexico already. So this morning and stuff. So you know, all know how I'm going to vote, but. But anyway, I was going to say, I almost forgot, Arizona, Brian Bundy. I'm here, it's a tight race right now down there. So it's get him in there, you know. And I'm rooting for Ryan and everything, so I hope he gets it and everything.
Hope he
does too. But anyhow, I'll see y'all guys Thursday. Be safe on the road, Virgil. You get better. It's good having you back on the show and everything. And I want to say good night to everybody, and we'll see you soon.
All right, good night, Roger. This is Gunny out.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say, this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Alligator ninjas in the air.